أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فإن خفتم ألا يقيم حدود الله فلا جناح عليهما فيما افترت به تلك حدود الله فلا تعتدوها ومن يتعد حدود الله فأولئك هم الظالمون. In the previous ayats we explained, it came in the ayats of the Quran. First was the type of divorce that used to be given before Islam in the pagan days, which was called talaq. Islam substituted that with the proper form of talaq. And three talaqs a person can give, but one is sufficient. And if any person wants to give, after exhausting all avenues, he should only give one talaq. If it's after the iddat period, he can remarry her again if he so wishes to. So the doors are open. And what can be achieved, like if somebody shoots somebody dead with one bullet, that person died, there is no need to put three bullets in the person. So the same way with one talaq, the work can be done. There is absolutely no necessity of giving three talaq, and it is bid'at to give three talaqs. So one is sufficient. And if a person gives two, then that is talaq ibain. Now he can only take his wife back after he makes nikah with her. And if he gives three talaqs, then there is no way that he can get his wife back, but that she marries somebody else, that person passes away, or he divorces her, she passes her iddat, then he can remarry her again. So that was, and all those talaqs are in the hands of the man. Allah Ta'ala has also kept a way open, and that is another form of talaq separation, which is called khula. And khula is that the wife buys her separation. She pays the husband any amount of money, makes him happy, and then he lets her go. That is called khula. And the first type of this that happened was Thabit ibn Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His wife came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, I've got no complaint about my husband Thabit ibn Qais. His deen, his piety, his righteousness, uprightness, everything is perfect. But there is just no compatibility. In fact, she mentioned that he is very short, very dark in complexion, and I haven't seen a man more ugly than him. So there is no compatibility whatsoever. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked her if she can pay any amount of money. She said she has got. Hazrat Nabi alayhi salam calls Thabit and asks him that if she pays you certain amount of money, are you prepared to let her go? He said, yes, I am. And then this ayat was revealed, and that was the first case of khula. So that door also Islam has left open. The man gives talaq, but if the woman wants, just cannot manage, and she wants separation, she can, so to say, buy a talaq, that is, by making khula and paying that amount of money. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا يُقِيمَ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ. پھر اگر تم لوگ درو اس بات سے کہ وہ دونوں قائم نہ رکھ سکیں گے اللہ کا حکم. If you people fear those who are involved in trying to resolve the disputes and trying to make up their home, but you people see that there is no way that they are going to maintain the laws of Allah. That by human nature, the wife will always fall short, the husband will become angry, and they just cannot get along together. There is no chance after exhausting all the avenues. فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلِيْهِمَا فِي مَفْتَدَدْ بِهِ. تو کچھ گناہ نہیں دونوں پر اس میں کہ عورت بدلہ دے کر چھوٹ جاوے. Then there is no guna on either of them. For the wife to give the money and for the husband to accept that money and make khula, there is no guna upon them. Allah has permitted this also. And that is also a means by which a wife can come out of the nikah if there is no solution to it whatsoever. تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ. یہ اللہ کی باندھی ہوئی حدیں ہیں. These are the limits which Allah Ta'ala has set. فلا تعتدوها, سو ان سے آگے مت بڑھو. سو ڈونٹ گو بیونڈ دا لمٹس آف اللہ تعالی. دس از این آیت, پارٹ آف دا آیت وتھ ریگارڈ ٹو دس خلا اینڈ میرج میٹرز, بٹ اٹ از اے پرنسپل فار آل فار اور ہول لائف. That whatever limits Allah has said, that don't go near the borders of that limit also, because it is very possible you will cross the border. فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا, and never ever cross the border. Be very careful that you don't go near the border, and don't ever cross the border. Like a person keeps his trouser just above his ankles, that is the limit. But there is a great fear that the trouser at some time or the other will go below the ankle. So don't let it be just by the ankle also. If you keep it further up and it slips a little bit down, it will be still above the ankle. But if you keep it just at the ankle, that is fine. It's permissible. But you will find when you are sitting down and you get up, your trouser has slipped a little down. When you are lying down and you stood up, your trouser will have slipped down a little bit. Now you have crossed the border. So in all matters with your wife also, marriage relationship, with our matters of eating halal and haram, if a person takes he eats freely, and then it's very possible he's going to cross the border and he'll eat haram also. But a person who's conscious that from where am I eating, what am I eating, that person, there is possibility he eats at other people's houses also. And there are many other things also that he can reach till the border. But if he is careful, then he will remain within the border. But if he borders on the border, and he's all the time on the border, at any time he'll go across the border. So in anything, following the sunnah, and our lifestyle, if we follow what is permissible, and we do things which is not exactly sunnah, but it is allowed, that's a great danger that will go beyond the borders. So you keep more firmly on to sunnah, then you won't go, you won't get be on the border, and you won't cross the border. So this is also a very important principle in our life, to not to stay at the border. Many times we say, what's wrong with this? That is, we are at the border, and we feel there is nothing wrong. You're going to cross the border at any time. And if we don't cross it, afterwards the people of later times will go over, and they will cross the border. So stay far away from the borders, which Allah Ta'ala has said, then you will be safe. وَمَنْ يَتَعَدَّ حُدُودَ اللَّهِ, اور جو کوئی بر چلے اللہ کی باندھی ہوئی حدوں سے, and whoever transgresses and goes beyond the borders which Allah Ta'ala has said, the limits which Allah has said, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, so وہی لوگ ہیں ظالم, then those are the great wrongdoers who have done great zunam, and they have done zunam upon themselves. They have harmed themselves. Nobody can harm Allah Ta'ala. No matter what gunas we commit, it doesn't harm Allah Ta'ala at all. No matter how lot of good and pious deeds we do, it doesn't benefit Allah Ta'ala at all. When we do good, it's for our own sake. And we do wrong, it's against ourselves. We are harming ourselves. So there is a very great principle we should keep in mind in every aspect of our life. Never to be on the borders. Today everyone says that what's wrong with this dressing? What's wrong with going to there? What's wrong from eating from the takeaways? What's wrong with this? All the time we are at the border then. If we have taken precaution, we are at the border. And that person will easily go over the border. And those who take their precaution and stay within their limits right carefully, far from the borders, they will be safe. Even at any time, if they slip up a little, they are still far from the border. But the person who's at the border, he slips up, he will go across. The example in the hadith is given, a cow that grazes on the border, at any time it will go across and eat from the neighbor's land. And then there will be a lot of problems after that, fights between the neighbors, etc. So very important this principle, which Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali should also explain very beautifully, that don't be at the borders. be far from the borders, you will be safe all the time. Your later progeny will also be safe. And if you stay at the borders, you are going to cross at any time, and then you are in danger land, you are drawn in your enemy's land, and then you are going to have great, great problems. May Allah give us the proper understanding of deen to make amal and to live on the proper pure deen, and so that we can always remain within our limits and never cross the limits at any time.